The original article titled, "Impaired Hand Grip Strength Correlates with Greater Disability and Symptom Severity in Post-COVID Myalgic Encephalomyelitis, Chronic Fatigue Syndrome," was authored by Paffrath and Kim et al. From the Charité Universitätsmedizin in Berlin, Germany. It was published in the Journal of Clinical Medicine on the 8th of April, 2024. Post-COVID syndrome can include a wide array of symptoms that last for at least 2 months and can impact everyday functioning. A subset of these patients fulfill the diagnostic criteria for ME/CFS. This study sought to gain a more detailed understanding of the symptoms present in ME/CFS and post-COVID syndrome, and to establish whether hand grip strength could be used as an objective measure of muscle fatigue, symptom severity, and physical impairment. 144 female participants diagnosed with post-COVID syndrome were included in this study. Participants had persistent symptoms for at least 6 months following COVID-19 infection. 78 of these participants also met the Canadian consensus criteria for ME/CFS. Hand grip strength of the dominant hand was assessed objectively. Self-reported measures of symptoms and disability were also assessed via questionnaires. The authors found that post-COVID syndrome participants with ME/CFS showed greater overall symptom severity and degree of disability, lower physical function, and more severe fatigue compared to post-COVID syndrome without ME/CFS patients. Hand grip strength was impaired in both groups and was correlated with physical function. In post-COVID syndrome participants with ME/CFS, hand grip strength was also associated with post-exertional malaise, pain, fatigue, cognitive impairment, and orthostatic intolerance. The authors conclude that impaired hand grip strength could be utilized as an objective marker of physical function in patients with post-COVID syndrome. In patients with ME/CFS, hand grip strength could also provide a marker for symptom severity. The authors propose that this may suggest a common mechanism for muscle fatigue seen in the subgroup of post-COVID syndrome patients with ME/CFS.